Previously on Questcast.
As you're walking along the cave, it's now been about a few hours of travel. The only thing that you see that's out of the ordinary is these blue flakes along the walls. Along the wall, you are seeing the same symbol over and over again. It is the symbol of the goddess Leilani. As you guys walk forward, you see a drawing of a man holding a hammer. Okay, when you clean it, you see what looks like a dragon, what looks like another man with huge tusks coming from the bottom of his mouth, a man, kind of like a man, like an orc.
Is it an orc?
It's like an orc. It's a rudimentary drawing.
Okay.
Another one, you see a shorter man, shorter than Darius, and that's pretty much, and then the next thing that you see to the side, away from these, is a drawing of a man with pointy ears and a woman. You go back towards the other way, and you see two forks in front of you. One of them has a symbol of Leilani above it, and the other one doesn't.
Almost doesn't matter where we go.
Wait, two forks. No, this is like that same. Oh, fork. Sorry.
Fork. Sure. You want to be at the fork.
Yeah, but the problem is now it seems like this is totally random. It doesn't matter where we go.
Yeah.
Let's go left. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Head left.
You guys head left. You are now out of rations.
Shit.
And you have reached the crystals. The floating sapphire crystals above
again?
Your head. Again.
Tell me what's on. Is there like a hint, a clue, something that maybe I can figure out?
All you see is a symbol of Leilani all over the place.
Can I make it like a prayer check?
You want to make a prayer to Leilani?
Tell Leilani, yeah.
You don't have to make a check, you can just make a prayer.
Leilani, guide us.
All the runes begin to glow. Alright, you guys walk through, and as you guys walk through there, you come upon a chamber that you've never seen before. And upon it, there is a large sapphire statue of a half-griffin, half-woman. It's obviously a statue of Leilani. The sapphire statue begins to glow a bright, bright red.
Uh-huh.
And you hear a voice, the same voice that you've been hearing in your visions.
Okay.
And she says, "You've come to me, children. You've come to me for knowledge and wisdom. And you've survived all that you've done to come to this point. You are the chosen ones. Now, tell me, my children, where is Little Gold?"
Oh shoot, we left him at the end.
Oh my god.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Questcast Podcast. I'm here with my buddies, Arnog playing Algol, Tim playing Tyro, Chip and Toph playing Clint and Kriv, respectively. How do you fucking say
respectively.
That? Respectively. There you go. Thank
nice.
You. Yeah, well.
You
I'm the, remember, I'm the Dungeon Master, motherfucker.
Kill me.
So, yeah, we haven't been together in a long time. It's been quite a while since we let out another episode. Unfortunately, I have some bad news. Rook, a.k.a. John, had to bow out of our D&D campaign.
Well, Rook's an NPC now, right?
Yeah, something like that.
I think he's going to die before long.
Good, we may get our revenge then.
You guys can stab him in his sleep.
Well, actually, I was thinking about it. We don't have any incentive.
All right, everybody, what is it, Arnold?
I don't see any incentive to kill Rook, because what he said was, we could get paid a lot of money to go over this dream. What is
it? With the Sultan.
Yeah, the Sultan.
Yeah.
So, if we keep Rook alive, we have a chance of making it to the Sultan, and we have a chance of making a lot of money with helping him with his dream problem.
Well, and my character would never be a part of murdering some dude in his sleep anyways. Just, you know, I was just saying a tiefling.
Fucking softy.
I didn't understand. What did he say?
He said his character would never murder anybody.
Oh.
Can you hear him okay?
I hear him fine. I'm just hard of hearing.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah, that Tyro is very
would never
good,
murder anyone either, right, John?
Yeah, Tyro has decided never to kill another soul.
The legendary assassin.
The legendary killer of men. So yeah, Rook, aka John, he had to bow out. He's a really busy guy, and we wish him the best. And maybe in the future he can come back, but he might have to roll another character because we'll be killing him or something. You know,
something's gonna happen.
Yeah, something's gonna happen to him. So yeah, we were just discussing off air, and now we're on air. We wanted to discuss. Everybody has just leveled up. I decided last session that I wanted to level everybody up in between the next session so we can start fresh and not have to worry about that shit. So, Tim, why don't you tell us what you've done with Tyro with your level up?
Okay, so there's not really any choices for Tyro at this level. Not big ones. The main thing that happens for rogues at level 2 is they get this thing called Cunning Action where you can take a dash, a dodge, or disengage or hide action as a bonus action.
Nice.
So basically, what it basically means is that he can step away from enemies without provoking an action of opportunity if he wants to, or he can move twice his movement speed if he wants to, or he can hide and attack in the same round if he wants to.
Yeah, which it's most pretty nifty. All those things usually cost an action, but now you can do it as a bonus action. So does that mean you can't do a secondary attack if you decide to dash?
That's correct. So if I'm dual wielding, I won't be able to attack with my offhand weapon.
Okay, cool. Clint, are you there? Chip, we're doing something fucking professional here, and you're being unprofessional.
You sound like you just pulled out of West Hollywood.
Chip, did you level up your guy?
I'm supposed to transmit.
The mic is pretty good, so
it's too good. Yeah,
we can hear you guys pretty good. So go ahead, Chip. Tell us what you did with your fighter for level 2.
For level 2, literally the only thing was action surge.
That's nice. What does that mean?
It means I surge with action. I get a free bonus.
Oh,
bonus
okay.
Action in a round, I believe. Either in a round or in a... It's in here. I get a free bonus action.
Yeah, we'll look it up. It's all good.
It's nothing to be disappointed in, Chip. It's one of the best moves in the game.
There you go.
Yeah, you get an entire other action. No limits.
In the game. That's one move.
Okay, Toph, a.k.a. Kriv Fireheart. Tell us what your dilemma is right now.
Well, my choice is, do I want to be, like, a shape-changing style druid, or do I want to be a druid that, like, frolics in the moonlight and, you know, talks to spirits and they, you know, perform magical actions, you know?
Tripping. Because
I don't believe in spells, you know, so it's spirits doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, but if I'm a shape-changer, you know, apparently I'm a really good tank, but we kind of have one of those, and then I wouldn't be able to heal. So I'm leaning towards spells, but I'm kind of torn. I was asking for input just to see what people would think.
Well, I've looked up some of the beasts, and they have some pretty fucking insane stats. Like the wolf, it can do a lot of damage and has a lot of hit points and stuff like that. So, I mean, roleplay-wise, you can really do some cool stuff with that. You could turn into, like, a dog and like, get into a place that a human being or another humanoid couldn't get into. You know, nobody pays heed to the stray dog.
Wait, I have a question about shape.
A druid can shape-change no matter what, right?
I'm sorry, what was that, Tim?
A druid can shape-change no matter what. It's just the shape-changing druids can change into much more powerful creatures, you know?
Yeah,
right.
If you take the shape-shifting...
You can still turn into a dog or whatever as any type of druid.
Yeah, that's right. So you would be just a more powerful dog or whatever.
It's the difference.
Can a druid shapeshift into anything? Any kind of animal?
Depending on his level, there's a different size of animal he can be. I think the rule is you have to see the animal before, and then go ahead.
It's based on CR. It's based on my level in CR. And then, like, when I hit 4th or 8th level, like, I think 4th level I can start doing things that can swim, and then, like, 8th level I can do things that can fly. But it's always based on, it's like a ratio of CR to my level. And then the only thing that the Beastmasters get is, I think they can do it as a bonus action, so they can just instantaneously change, and they do get a higher cap on the CR.
Okay, so you'll change an attack in one round, right?
Yeah, I could, like, run into a bunch of people, change into a wolf, and then take a full wolf attack action, you know, in a round.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And CR stands for challenge rating, for anybody that wants to know what that is. Pretty much, in 5th edition, instead of having levels for creatures, they have a challenge rating. So you would just, you know, when you're creating a fight, instead of saying, oh, I want this level 1 guy, but he's going to get killed, you would just... instead of looking at his level, you would look at his challenge rating, and you would tweak it and move it around to make sure it's in line with your party. So pretty much, I think with shapeshifting, you can be a challenge rating 1 creature, right? Is that what it is?
That's not until much later, actually. It starts off really crappy compared to that.
Like a quarter or something like that. 1/4.
It's 2nd level, its max CR is 1/4, 4th level is a half, and 8th level is 1. Mm. And I think it's double if I choose, you know, the shape-changing circle.
Yeah, yeah. That's where I looked it up. I was looking at, like, the half challenge rating animals are pretty strong, dude. They're nothing to shake their...
Well, let me ask, where is Draconia or Dracoria again? What kind of terrain is it?
It's a mountainous terrain, volcanic, pretty much, I guess it would be comparable to Mount Doom in Lord of the Rings, where Sauron is and stuff like that.
Well, because, like, the place that I come from or whatever, like, I have to choose, if I choose the spell-based one, I have to choose a, like, a location, like the Arctic, the coast, the mountains, and it changes what I get, so.
It's I think one thing- stop that. Hitting up on the mic. Don't be rude. It's a mountainous region. So that's where you're from. You're from a mountainous region.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that one thing that should be noted too, and correct me if I'm wrong, John.
Oh, Techno Dragon is back. I'm sorry, yeah, Tim. You broke up a little bit. Go ahead from the beginning, Tim.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, but he can only shape change into, like, animals. It's like a certain type, like natural creatures or something like that in the monster manual. He can't shape change into, like, elementals or dragons or or hags or undead.
Only beasts, and you had to have seen the beast.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about a mosquito?
I don't know. There isn't a mosquito in the monster manual, but I don't know why you would want to be a mosquito. You would get killed in an instant.
Be the ultimate spy.
That's true, but...
And you could get away very easily. Mosquitoes are hard to see.
Not if you're a bird. A bird will just come kill him, and then there goes his character.
Question, though, if you...
No, because if he's reduced to 0 HP, he's still alive. If he's reduced to 0 HP, he just turns back into his normal form with no damage.
That bird would explode.
Oh, yep. Jesus.
Yeah, the bird would explode.
I'll pass out through a Diet Coke.
All right, well, then never mind. Arnog's right. So what were you saying right now, Arnog? Did you lose your train of thought?
What, does your HP drop when you shape change?
You get a whole different set of HP, a whole different stat block. So
that's what makes him really good tanks.
Yeah, it's like a whole new HP pool. And you can just run in and go to 0 health, and then I guess come back, and you retain the old HP that you had.
Cool.
That's why it's really powerful at lower levels.
Okay, for Algol, he's a sorcerer. I looked it up. At level 2, you get this thing called sorcerer points.
Uh-huh.
Font of magic, you get sorcerer points, and it's kind of a weird thing. It's here. Let's look it up. It's you use these points to give yourself spell slots. You remember the spell slots? You remember what that is? Like, you have catnips. You have catnips and spell slots. And your cantrips, you can cast them at any time. It doesn't cost anything. But your spell slots, they'll be expended. They're more powerful spells. So you can use... it's somewhere over here. Alright, creating... Alright, you can use your sorcery points to gain additional spell slots or sacrifice spell slots to gain additional sorcery points. It's really weird and complicated. But at level 2, you get 2 sorcery points. A first level spell slot costs 2 sorcery points. So you can pretty much once per... What is it? Long rest? Do you know, Tim? Yeah, once per long rest, you can cast another level 1 spell. It doesn't mean anything for at level 2, but later on in the levels, it's actually pretty handy. You can take, like, 3 of your level 1 spell slots and, like, turn them into points.
Hold on, this is pissing me off. I'm having trouble understanding. All right, let's put it this way. So, let's put it in layman's terms.
Okay.
It's good?
It's good.
All right, that's all I need to
know. It's actually, it's not great, it's not bad, but it's good.
Okay, now do I pick spells or anything right now?
Yeah, you get one more spell. You get one more first level spell.
All right, where's the spell section?
It's all the way in the back. Let's honestly, I looked through them, they're pretty crappy. The only 2 spells that I think that you would really be able to use is Charm. Mm-hmm. Where you pretty much, you fucking mind control.
I think I get the charm.
And then there's another one that gives you temporary hit points. And it's pretty much like a self-heal.
Let's take a look.
Okay. Charm person is one of them. Mm-hmm. That's self-explanatory. The other one I wanted to look up is false life. Alright, bolstering yourself with a necromantic facsimile of life. You gain 1d4 plus 4 temporary hit points. For the duration, for 1 hour.
Spells, you cast a spell using this, blah, blah, blah.
You gain 5 additional every spell slot at second level, third level, fourth. So at second level,
Hold on. 5 points. I require a small amount of alcohol for this?
Or distilled spirits, I guess.
Well,
so.
You use spell focus.
Yeah, it's verbal, somatic, or I forgot what M means. What
material?
Material.
Right, and so in 5th edition, you can either find every single piece of material ever for every spell you have, or you can just get a focus, which most casters are assumed to have. It's like a cross for clerics, maybe an orb for a sorcerer. Maybe you can say your tattoos are your focus.
Tattoo, yeah. So that's that. Let me show you Charm. Charm is pretty cool, too. I think it would come in handy. Charm person. You attempt to charm a humanoid you can see within range.
Let me read.
Go ahead. Read out loud.
You attempt to charm a humanoid you can see within range. It must make a wisdom saving throw and does so with advantage if you or your companions are fighting it. If it fails a saving throw, it is charmed by you until this spell ends or until your companions... Do you do anything harmful to it? The charm creature regards you as a friendly acquaintance. When the spell ends, the creature knows it was charmed by you.
Pretty cool. At higher levels...
What happened?
No. At higher levels, you can charm more than one person if they're within 30 feet of each other.
Now I'm going to ask you a straightforward question.
Mm-hmm.
In the campaign you're running, would it be advantageous to you as the dungeon master for me to take this?
It wouldn't matter either way. It wouldn't. It would actually be fun. I would think.
Can
it would
you look
be
up
fun.
One more jump?
Which one?
Thunderwave.
Thunderwave? Like Pikachu?
Yeah, the Pikachu.
Yell Pikachu.
You have to if you take it, you have to yell Pikachu every time you do
Man,
it.
Man, I will headbutt you.
I will not.
Another move Pikachu does, right? Headbutt.
Pikachu. This is amazing podcast stuff right here, flipping through pages.
Did you guys see that every 4 levels I get ability score bonuses because I'm a druid?
That's Everyone insane. Gets something like that.
So what's the fighters? We were trying to find it for Chip.
Fighters get the most. Fighters get 5 total.
Are you sure it's called Thunderwave?
Thunderwave.
Oh, there it is.
A wave of thunderous blah, blah, blah. 2d8 thunder damage and push 10 feet away from you. What's the range? 15-foot cube.
So directly in front of you.
It's pretty much, yeah. 15 feet. That's 3 squares and 5 or ahead, right? 3
right.
squares in front and then 5 across.
So anything in front of you, you knock, because it's not just for damage, just for knocking things back. You can use it for multiple, you know.
Yeah, if someone's in your face, you can just...
And you can hit multiple opponents with it, which he doesn't have a spell that does that yet. So if he sees a group and he wants to knock them all down,
you're going to take Thunder Wave?
Wait. One last question. Uh-huh. Charm Person says that if we're fighting them, he gets an advantage. What is that?
That means that he rolls two dice for a saving throw, all and right. He picks the higher of the two.
Thunder Wave it is.
Okay. Yeah, it's more of a role-playing thing, but in battle, I mean, he could roll
shitty. You know, dude, I got attack spells. I have
That's
the fire,
what I'm saying.
I have the Witch Bolt. I'll take Charm Person.
That's what I'm saying. You already have, like, so many other high-damage-dealing things. And if they get close, you have your Greatsword.
Well, Charm Person is a staple. Yeah, it's really good. Like, oh, the innkeeper is giving you a hard time. Charm him. Now you guys are buddy-buddy, you know? Like, and he'll tell you whatever you want to hear, you know?
Exactly.
Like,
yeah, that's a good point.
I gotta find your fucking spell list.
But you don't necessarily need charm to charm someone.
John, I don't think these
do
guys
the
can handle wild blood,
right?
To be honest with you.
No, nobody can handle
I don't know. Not with John's NPC. Nobody's pulling one over.
I was going over what I'm gonna do, and I snapped out of it. And I said, wow, I'm fucking crazy for coming up with this character.
Alright, Charm Person... what's the saving throw? It doesn't say. Is it your spell casting, Tim?
Yeah, it's always going to be his spell casting saving throw. Every spell.
So it's a...
just one number.
It's a 13 for you. So it's a DC 13. They have to roll 13 or higher.
That's fine. Well, unless their wisdom's too low, then they need to roll a 14 or a 15.
Yeah. Well, they just have to roll higher than 13. And if they have negative wisdom modifiers, then they're going to suck. If they get a natural 20, then that's it. You know, can't do shit about that.
I know.
All right, here's your...
They do know if you try to charm them.
Yeah, once it's an hour after.
I know, that's fine. Let them know. What are they going to do?
That bastard!
It just depends, yeah, on the person.
Yeah.
I chose the shape-shifting, by the way. I don't really like the spells from the mountains, so...
Yeah, I get you. Alright guys, so we're ready to begin. Cue the music if you're at home listening. Put on that sexy Barry White, because we're ready to go in. Giggity. Giggity goo. Alright guys, so to recap what was going on. You guys went into this cavern, there was crystals falling everywhere, and you came upon a statue of Leilani. And she told you guys about, you know, what's going on. The first thing that she told you guys, now, where's little Goal? You guys remember that? How you left that little defenseless child in the scummiest part of the world?
Algol folds his arms and says, I don't know.
You do not know? Where Goal is? A little child?
He's not my child.
We left him at the tavern.
Sir Fireheart, we have been watching you closely. And of all of you, we know you have the biggest heart. How could you leave a defenseless child alone?
Now you're stabbing me in my giant heart. We left him with good people.
He says, I think you're judging him a little too harshly. We were kidnapped and beaten.
You fool. You criticize a god's judgment?
It's dangerous out here. He would actually live back there. Here it was like certain death according to the people that put us, you know, on our path.
We could never take a child through this kind of a path.
Silence. You fools do not understand what is going on in this world. You do not understand the series of events that are about to happen. That child was an ambassador to peace. I implore all of you to find him in whatever manner necessary.
What, we gotta go back to that town?
In whatever manner necessary.
Dude, out of game. That's so mean, John, because we were trying to bring him along, you asshole. Like,
hey, man. Look, you guys especially made your Crib, decisions.
I was the one bitching.
Dude, out of game. Fucking five grown men decided to leave a child at a bar. All right?
The innkeeper's taking care of him. He'll grow up to be like
he's fine. They're not chopping him up for his organs or nothing.
I guarantee they're not chopping him up for his organs.
What was that, Tim?
He's going to be like a busboy for the rest of his life. No big deal.
Just cleaning tables for those dwarven people.
All right, lesson learned. I'll fight harder.
Until we come back for him. Like, you know, he was there for safekeeping.
Yeah, you're going to go back for your money, and maybe you'll stop by to pick him up.
You know, I wasn't going to mention it, but, you know, if he had just gone to the bar and, like, stayed a night, got me my money, we'd still be there.
Oh, shit. Wah, wah, wah.
We'd still be there?
Wait, we're not...
I don't know.
We're not allowed back.
Well, why would we? We were supposed to go see the Sultan.
Well, you guys were supposed to die. Like, if you guys come back, you know... The thing is, like, they're villainous, you know, or whatever, they're bad guys, but they have an honor system, you know? They sent you out to your death. If you make it out and you come back, they're not gonna try to kill you again. It's like, you made it, you know, whatever, it's out of their hands.
We don't know this.
Yeah, we don't really know that.
It could be lying to you.
Yeah.
I don't like that town.
These are thieves. Do you trust the
thieves? Is Rook trying to tell us that right now? Are you using Rook to tell us that?
You know, once a thief, not always a thief. Have a heart, Arnog.
What's that?
Alright, back in game, back in character.
Alright.
In any case, just find Goal if you can. Now, you five have come to me. Yes, I'm including Rook, by the way. Psst. Anyway, you five have come to me in a time of need. We need you. You need us. And there is something that you don't understand about this world. Now tell me, what are the series of events that have happened to lead you here? She's speaking to Tyro.
To be honest, my lady, I don't know. I would hope that you'd be able to shed some light on the events that have led me here.
Well, I don't have much time. She's watching. I believe you met her in the Prime Kingdom.
Watching? We better run.
What's that?
The princess?
Watching. Oh, sorry.
Yes, her reach... fuck, man, how would I say that? She has a very long reach.
It's okay, compose yourself.
I'm not a wordsmith. her powers are unimaginable. And the problem is, she has control over us.
The gods?
That's why we need your help, exactly. She has control of the gods. I believe that you saw an amulet in her possession, yes?
Yes.
This amulet holds the power of the gods. We are powerless without her.
Steal this amulet from her, remove...
Stealing the amulet from her would definitely remove all power, but I doubt you would be able to get close. At least not yet. That's why we are speaking to you. We've been watching all of you for a very long time, and we've chosen you for a very good reason.
He says, how can an amulet control gods? It's just a trinket.
You're right. It is just a trinket. But the power that went into creating it is cosmic. If you will take a second, I will explain. And... as she's speaking, you feel the caves rumbling, and pieces of little rocks are falling. Oh no. She knows I am here. I must make this quick. Long ago, there was a human, an orc, a dwarf, and a dragonborn, a female human, and an elf. They were a party. Adventurers much like yourselves. They traveled into the great unknown, north of your world. It was a time where the gods, we, had much power. You see, there was a legend that the gods would be banished by finding a certain amulet and sacrificing many things that are important to the ones that inhabit this world. The sacrifices were made, and we were imprisoned within the amulet. The dragon gave up his voice and his ability to breathe fire. The orc gave his sight. The dwarf gave all the riches of his people. The elf, he did not want to have anything to do with it. He walked away.
Rightfully so.
Yes, but unfortunately, the human and the female human, you see, they were kin, brother and sister. And the brother sacrificed his own sister for the power of the amulet. Now, what they didn't know is part of a legend is half truth and half a lie. Yes, the gods were banished, but the power that they received wasn't a unifying power. They were all given immortality only to be able to be killed with the amulet. They used this immortality to create the kingdoms of the world, to rule over them. And you see, it seems that the sister didn't really die as you had seen her in the Prime Kingdom.
Wait, so she's some evil thing? Is that what you're telling me?
I do not understand the way you speak. Please compose yourself, Kriv.
She's a freak of nature?
Well, unfortunately, in all our knowledge, we can't understand how she was to survive. Clearly, to create the amulet and to banish the gods, you would have to sacrifice everything. She should be in the Nether Realm. But she's alive, and we don't know why. And we don't know how she received the amulet.
Where was the amulet before?
It was in the Great Unknown. After the party had sacrificed all that they had, they disappeared from the site of where the amulet was. So they do not know what happened to it, and unfortunately, we don't either. She has made sure that we do not.
Well, let's...
We have to find this amulet? What does Gaul have to do with this?
Well...
Gaul, sorry.
Gaul is the offspring of that sister and the elf that got away. And I believe that the elf is ruling the kingdom a little bit west of here.
Can I do some knowledge check to know where that place is?
Yeah, I have to do some knowledge check too. Fucking rusty, man. I don't know where... I gotta look through my notes. Hold on.
I was gonna say, I don't have the map handy. Dude.
Yeah, like, just... I don't either. Hold on. It's been too long. Go ahead, do your knowledge check.
Oh, good dice.
Fucking everybody's unprepared. We don't even have dice.
I should have dice. I didn't even think of that part. Okay. I was like, we're at computers. Dice. We can roll random numbers.
Nah, no, I'm just kidding.
Giggity.
Yeah. Which knowledge is it?
Knowledge, I believe it is intelligence. It's history, wouldn't it be?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. There isn't knowledge.
Roll me an intelligence.
So it's history. If it's history, I got a 16.
Okay, it is, you know this place, it's Tharnia. Tharnia, remember that place?
Oh, only vaguely.
Tharnia is west of this region. It's where most of the elves live. And the ruler is, he's super old. He's been there from the beginning. And he knows more about how the gods were banished and about the time when the gods were still around. You know, because elves live a really long life. So he's the one that walked away. He was part of that original party. And I think he had a thing for the king's sister. They made a baby, and that was Gol. So Gol is half elf, half human, and he looks like a child, but he's much, much older.
But is Gol part immortal too? Because both of these people were immortal.
He has something weird about him. That's for sure. I'm sure you'll try to find that out someday.
How do we escape here? I forget the god's name even.
Leilani.
Leilani, thank you.
The path.
Isn't that a Hawaiian name?
Leilani?
Yeah.
Is it?
I'm all but certain it's a Hawaiian female name.
Well, I guess it is.
Maybe sounds she's Hawaiian. Right.
Maybe she's Hawaiian. You guys want to get laid?
Dating!
A little play on words for our podcast listeners. Anyway, the path for leaving these caverns is through me. I will allow you all to leave, but I need a solemn promise that you will find Gol and you will help us. You will destroy the amulet.
I promise you, Leilani.
You see, you need to use Gol for as long as the king of Tharnia knows. Gol was kidnapped by a human. I believe his name was Davian.
Davian was a good friend of mine. What do you mean he was kidnapped?
Davian's dead.
Well, that is
true. We do not know the details. All we know is he was kidnapped. And you hear more rumbling. And from behind you in the cavern, you hear... We do not have time. You must leave at once.
He says, hold on, before I go anywhere, before I give you any promises, what would happen if we never find gold? What would happen to me, most importantly?
Well, Algol, if you cannot destroy the amulet through that route, you must take another. The easiest route would be with gold, but it is not the only one.
No, what would be my fate if this woman kept her amulet?
She would destroy the world and everything that you know. She is out for revenge, to destroy every single one of the kingdoms for what they did to her. The only kingdom she may spare is the kingdom of the elves, where her love resides. But, in all honesty, she may not be the same woman she was many years ago.
He says, well, let's go. Before whatever made that sound decides it's hungry.
Before you leave, take these gifts from me. And the statue glows a bright, bright red. And you see a huge flash of light, blinding flash of light. And Clint, at your feet, is this really badass chain armor. Kriv, at your feet, is also another badass chain armor. Tyro, there's a dagger on the ground that it has a red handle and a red hilt, and it has kind of like a scimitar curve at the end, on the blade. Algol, there's nothing at your
feet. All right.
She says, you, Algol, have been tainted by another. As she's not pointing because she's a statue, but I'm pointing.
Go on.
You have been tainted by another. Your gift comes from him. And a huge greatsword comes out from out of the ground, and the ground rumbles and breaks, and a greatsword comes out, blade first, hilt, until the hilt is on the ground, and it's just vertical right in front of you.
He grabs it by the hilt and picks it up.
As you guys, do you guys grab your equipment, the new equipment that you got?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, as you guys touch your equipment, you feel magical power through them. And maybe in a calmer setting, you'll be able to figure out what the fuck is going on with them. As you guys are looking at your armor, you hear the voice again, a lot louder. And from a distance, you see thousands of red eyeballs coming from the darkness of the cavern.
Shit. He runs.
Tyro yells at Leilani. He's like, before you leave, I need to know who I am. Can you restore my memory?
There is no time.
Attack is imminent, John.
Everyone's
there,
like,
there is no time.
Tyro screams,
I believe it is too late. It is too late. And the statue just turns blue again. The red is gone. Leilani is gone. And
Algol's fucking gone.
She opened up a part of the cavern. A rock just splits open. Oh. That's your exit.
Well, guess where he's going.
I take my cue.
That's when, at this point, Rook turns to you guys. And he puts his hand on Tyro's shoulder. And he says to him, go to the Sultan. Tell him what you know. He turns around and rushes into the cavern, into the darkness, and you just hear his bow and arrow and his quiver going off, arrows flying, and hear it, you hear screaming. You hear
Jesus. Why?
We hear Jesus.
I can't do that. I can't do that a lot. I can't do that.
Why?
You hear bones breaking. You hear the screaming. Run!
He says, fool.
I turn around and I book it.
Kriv? Clint?
You I'm going to run too.
You guys just, are you guys thinking about it? Team Huddle. All right, guys. What should we do?
I scoop up the armor at my feet and I'll run out. We'll come back for you!
Thunder Gun Express, huh?
No surrender!
We're gonna get sued by everybody.
All right. Seth MacFarlane's gonna be like, every time these assholes say giggity.
But they had it up onto that curb over there.
Dude. Alright, as you guys are exiting the cavern, an arrow comes flying in your direction, and right where the exit is, it falls and it explodes, causing a cave-in. Rook did you guys a little solid right there.
That was Rook?
An exploding arrow. Magical exploding arrow.
I was about to say, what is he, Rambo?
Remember, there's dragons and orcs in this world. So
an exploding
arrow is not that way out of the ordinary.
Okay.
Every time we leave a cavern, there's a cave-in. Every time we meet a new person, they sacrifice themselves for us. Something strange is going on.
He says it's the second time that's happened. It's not a coincidence. It's a coincidence. That's all.
All right. Well, I'm interested in hearing what you say the third time.
I'll say it's a coincidence.
Another cave-in.
So you guys come out, and as you guys come out, slowly you guys start feeling a little hungry and a little dizzy. You don't know what it really is. It's just you feel kind of weird, a little bit happy maybe.
Well, Algo's going to be exhausted. He's going to be running with a whole lot of stuff for a long time, I'm sure. Now, why don't you... I'm trying to see, where are we? Paint me a picture.
Exactly. Well, as you guys have exited the cavern,
yes,
you have now reached the Forgotten Forest.
Oh, great.
Yep.
Oh, Elgol, that's wonderful.
I believe you rolled a natural 20, so something you know like that. That shit is fucked right now. Roll me a Kriv, roll me a nature check. You're muted.
I got 15.
15? All right.
Then I rolled 11.
Let me paint you guys a little quick picture. You guys are in this beautiful, beautiful, lush forest. Bunch of tree trunks, trees just going.
What time is it?
It's indiscernible whether it is night or day. It looks like it's midday. But you can't see the sun.
Are the clouds like gray?
You can't see clouds.
The sky is the sky.
All you see is canopy.
So I can't see the sky.
You cannot see the sky. All you see is the canopy of the forest. But it would be dark if the sun is blocked.
Yeah.
But it's like perfectly lit.
By what?
Right? Kind of weird, huh?
Uh-oh.
Around you guys is a very heavy yellow pollen. And mixed in that yellow pollen is a little bit of green. There's a few insects and woodland creatures running around. Now, Kriv, you rolled a 15, so you know that this pollen is probably poisonous.
Oh, okay, yeah. But do I know any more than that? I knew that as a player the minute that we exited. I was like, oh, we either like walk into a field of poppies or there's something going on with the plants here. Like, yeah.
Well,
what a crypto.
Let me ask you. You have your nature kit, right?
Yeah. Do I have like a mask that I can wear or something? Like,
get your nature kit out and test the pollen and you have advantage.
So I can roll again?
Yeah, this is you. It was first to see what your surrounding was, and now you're testing to see how poisonous the pollen really is with an advantage.
Okay, this is stuff we're inhaling. Okay,
yeah. Anybody else can do it, but they don't have advantage. I just picked Kriv because he already has nature, so it'd be easier to have him do it first.
I got 14 and 13, so I didn't do any better.
That's with your modifier?
Yeah.
Okay. You put your nature kit together, and as far as you know, I mean, it's a little poisonous, but there isn't really anything crazy about it.
Okay, but I mean, we can make like bandana style masks, you know, to like help alleviate this, right?
Why don't you look around and, you know, why don't you guys give me a perception check to see if you guys can find something to make a mask with?
I don't want to use anything in the forest. I don't want them poking at plants in the forest. Like,
so what did you want to use?
We should
strips of your cloak.
Sure, yeah. If we need to, I'll tear my cloak and we'll do it that way. But because we shouldn't be touching a bunch of random plants, especially if we know the pollen's poisonous. Like,
all right, tell your party. You don't have to roll for it. Just tell your party.
Okay. Yeah, we should. You should like. You don't want to breathe this pollen. I'm gonna start. I'm pretty sure I have a cloak.
I'm sure you have some kind of article of clothing that you can rip up.
Okay. I mean, Part of Tyro's clothing is he has like a scarf. He just pulls that up over his face.
Yeah. I'm going to tell everybody that that's what they should do and breathe, you know, try not to breathe in the pollen. Try not to touch anything. Like, you don't want to touch
his cloak over his face.
Okay. All right. So here you guys are looking straight ahead. You know, there's trees and fallen trees on the ground, logs, butterflies. You hear some rushing water in the distance. You hear the normal forest noises, a little bit of chirping from the birds and stuff. Honestly, it's kind of a paradise here. It's like pretty beautiful. And you guys are really happy right now. And a little hungry and a little bit dizzy.
Well, do I need to roll anything or am I going to start doing goofy things?
You decide if you want to. I'm telling you that you guys are high, all right?
Okay, he's lightheaded. He just starts walking toward. Does he see water anywhere?
No.
Does he see fruit hanging from the trees?
You see fruit hanging from the trees.
He grabs one.
Give me a nature check.
I don't have nature.
You can still roll nature, but
what?
You don't have a proficiency. So your nature is
Probably int. Wisdom?
Is it, what is int. What is it?
Int.
Int? Okay.
Your I have a negative one. All right, negative one, baby. Nope.
Well,
no good.
No, you got a 16. Negative one, that's 15. That's fine.
Okay, so he picks it up. He's about to take a bite.
You realize that it's a poisonous tree fungus that you just looked at. It looked like a juicy apple, but now when you're looking at it, you're holding a fucking fungus in your hand.
He drops it.
The fungus falls to the ground and explodes into yellow spores.
Oh, he holds the rag over his face. He says, shit! And he gets away from it.
Can I make a reflex check to jump away so I'm not hit by it? Damn. Or...
Yeah, in fact, all of you have to make a reflex check right now. Dexterity.
I made
that one. Dexterity?
Yeah.
11.
15.
All right. Kriv, you were... Kriv, you get a... No, you don't. Never mind. You get hit by that poisonous spore, and you... You're all right. Something happens. You don't know. Only I know what happens.
Can I make some sort of a knowledge? Can I knowledge nature?
Like, sure. Why don't you do a nature check?
Do I get advantage?
You get disadvantage.
Disadvantage? Why? Oh, because I'm high?
Weird shit's happening, right?
Look, I got a nat 20, all right? So that's the first... Oh, you son of a bitch. Now. I hate you. That waste... And then I rolled a 1, like... No. Alright, I know that. Wasted on that.
You have no idea what just happened. As far as you know, you're okay.
Well, I told you guys not to touch anything.
Oh, Kriv, by the way, your legs don't work all of a sudden.
Do I fall over?
You fall.
Okay.
I'll go laughs.
My legs aren't working.
Dude, are you okay?
Can I try and get back up?
Clint,
really crawling. I don't know why you're waiting.
Hey, Chip, try to lean in more. We didn't hear you all that well.
Lizards are good at the belly crawl. I don't know why you're complaining.
All right. So, you guys are a little messed up right now. Kriv is on the ground. He can't get up.
Can I lean on my quarterstaff and try and get at least, you know...
Yeah, absolutely. Why don't you give me a strength check?
12.
Okay, You try to lift yourself on the quarterstaff, and for some reason your quarterstaff is hissing at you.
What?
Yeah, you're holding a fucking snake, dude. Oh. That's why you can't get up.
Oh, okay.
Was Moses just here?
Now, do we see the snake, or is he the only one seeing the snake right now?
What you guys see is Kriv freaking out on his quarterstaff.
It's like, dude, what's wrong with you?
Okay, well, I'm going to throw it then.
All right.
I guess he doesn't want it.
If it's a snake, I'm going to throw it and be like, ah!
All right, you throw it and you hear,
oh! What? He unsheathes his sword. Walks in that direction.
You just took out a piece of bread out of your pocket.
He thinks it's a sword.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
He's holding a piece of a big baguette or something.
Exactly.
And he looks very intimidating with that baguette. Walking in that direction, he heard, ow! Oh!
Alright, what do you guys do?
Something happened. Was I able to dodge the pollen?
Everybody but Kriv dodged it.
Okay. As a bonus, so you said this is like a nature kind of area?
Yeah, 100%. You're in a forest.
So it's pretty easy for, because that's one of the wood elf features, is you can hide in lightly obscured nature.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to hide and I'm going to stay away from everybody.
Okay, do you have to roll something for it?
Yes, stealth.
Okay, alright, go for it.
I guess you're a paranoid high.
Well, everyone's acting really weird right now, so I got a 19.
Alright, you're doing a really, really good job hiding behind that branch.
Alright.
So,
Also, I'm going to try to jump into my knowledge of the...
You know the... Wait, hold on. Let me try to explain. You know those cartoons where somebody tries to hide behind something, but it's, like, way smaller than their body?
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what's going on right now.
He just knows how to angle himself just right.
Yeah, but...
He's got a giant leaf in front of his face. That's it, you know? Like, oh, I'm hidden, guys.
Everybody can see you, but you think you're hidden.
Oh, I think I'm hidden?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go listen in your direction and says, what are you doing?
So now I know I'm not hidden.
Well, say something.
What do you think I'm doing?
I don't know. So he just keeps going.
Behind this bridge.
What's that, Tim?
I'm standing behind this branch.
Well, let him take a leak, guys.
He's going to walk in that direction. Let me know what I see.
All right, Clint, what are you doing?
I wait until, like, the visible pollen, like, dissipates a little bit, and then I'll, like, pick up Toke.
All right, well, you'll be waiting for a long time, because this pollen is just there 24/7.
Really? Oh, okay. Pains. I guess I'll just try and pick him up, then.
All right, so you pick up Kriv. You guys walk forward, and you hear...
Excuse me, you dropped your stupid stick on my head.
He's gonna get a baguette to his face.
Hey, I'm not hungry right... Well, maybe I'm a little hungry.
What you guys see is this giant golden toad.
It says, who are you?
That's rude. My name is Todd.
I'm sorry, I need a minute.
I was like, most people introduce themselves when they sneak up on people.
That is the trippiest fucking thing I've
ever. Shit's getting weird.
Giant Toad. Rude. I'm Todd. Yeah. The giant frog.
What was that, Kriv? Or Clint?
How huge is huge?
So how tall are you, Kriv? 6 feet or 7 feet?
No, Kriv's human. He's like a good. Short. He's like 5'9" or some shit.
No, he's like 6 or 7. Well, okay, it doesn't matter.
No, he's like short and stocky.
He's like 7 feet tall. He's 7 feet tall and 5 feet wide. And
the frog.
The toad. He's just this giant golden toad, and he's got like his tongue rolling out a little bit, and on top of his head is a crown made from branches and leaves.
He says, how do we get out of this forest?
Why would you want to get out? It's so cool in here.
Just tell us how.
Look, get your bread away from my face, all right?
He said, do I have to roll to know if this is fucking bread I'm holding?
Yeah, well, by now you know it's bread when you look at it.
He looks and shit.
Hey, what's wrong with that lizard guy?
Yeah, why won't my legs work, Todd?
Never mind. No. Never mind him.
I want to know why my legs don't work.
You know a way out of here. Tell me how to get out.
Guys, why are you fighting? Aren't you friends?
Oh, my God.
No, we just met you. We're not sure. I mean, we could be friends, though. I like friends.
Oh, man.
Never mind the friend shit. Just tell us how to get out of here.
Hey, all right. First of all...
Todd, you're gold. You're gold. I'm gold.
Oh, my God. Oh my God, dude! Yeah. We are BFFs.
That's right. Yeah,
so I thought snakes ate frogs.
Hey, why don't you tell your little devil guy friend here to just chill out? All right, he probably threw that. Did you guys throw that tattoos? Stick at me?
He was just being friendly. He was trying to offer you food.
I don't know. He's being kind of rude to me. I told him my name, and he won't even tell me his.
I'll go. Introduce yourself, and you should probably apologize to Todd.
You just introduced me, and I'm not apologizing.
There you go, Todd. You just met Algo. That's the crux of Algo.
Okay, it sounds like me and you, Kriv, we're going to be good friends.
Yeah, these guys are my friends, too. Don't worry. They grow on you.
I hope not. I mean, I already have these cancerous tumors. And you just look on him, and there's these bubbling brown spots on his back.
Ugh. Do I know anything about...
Algo's had enough. He's going to put the cloak back over his face, and he's going to try and hack his way through branches, trees, try and get through somewhere, a path.
Wait, okay. Can I heal Todd's tumors? Like, there's got to be a way. I'm going to try.
Okay, let's figure out what Algol wants to do, and then we'll get to you. So, Algol, right next to him, you, like, walk past him, and there's a bunch of branches. The branches are so freaking thick. So, go ahead and make me a strength check. See if you can break through them.
Probably not.
Nope. Your great sword gets stuck in between the branches. And give me another strength check to pull it out. You can't pull it out. And your arms feel like jello now. Alright, if you're nice to me, I'll get your sword out.
He just tries again.
Alright, go ahead. Let's try again.
Fuck.
Tell you wrong. It's
like I'll walk up and roll. Pull it out.
Go, give me a strength check.
I rolled it at one, so I'm just like, I think you should have the frog do it, bro.
You made it worse. Like, it's stuck even more. It's deeper inside now.
I did that on purpose.
All right.
Hey, Todd, I told you, they're not that bad.
Look, guys, I got these cancerous tumors, and life's not good right now. If you guys could just help me out with my situation, I'll help you out with yours. Ribbit.
Well, yeah. I think we could probably help you out. Do you believe in Gaia? And nature?
Look, I don't swing that way, but if you like Gaia dudes, you know, being Gaia is, that's okay with me.
Oh,
you know?
she's very feminine, but it's okay. Like, Gaia could bless you, don't worry. We could heal those cancerous tumors. You just have to say it with me now.
Alright, what do we say?
Oh, Gaia bless you, and I'll use healing word.
Alright, go for it. Did you have to roll it?
No, it just happens, and okay. He heals.
So, how does it look? What are you doing?
Well, we're chanting it together because I got him to say it with me. So, all right, you know,
what was he supposed to say again?
Gaia bless you.
All right, on Gaia, three. On three. You. One, two, three.
Oh, Gaia bless you.
Oh, my God, I already feel better, dude.
Exactly. What's
your motivating words are helping me, but I still think I have cancer.
I was actually talking to Tim and looking at, like, the human stuff, and I wanted to ask you, can I change my human trait, like, instead of taking the +1 to all my ability scores, can I take the feet and +2 to 2 ability scores? Like, it's a really easy change to make. Like,
is that what, doesn't it give you that option? Isn't it ability score or feet?
Correct. He wants the feet path, because he didn't know before when he created his human.
I don't think he knew that. But it's on the bottom page of 53.
Ability score. Two different ability scores of your choice increased by 1. You gain
and you get an extra skill. I don't know if you get that normally or not.
Don't you get all of those at once, Chip?
No, I thought it's an ability cube. No.
It's a choice that I was supposed to make where either every single skill gets +1 or 2 skills get +1 and I get a feat. And, like, I'd much rather have the feat.
Yeah.
But, like,
it's a lot better. Humans are weak if you don't do that, honestly.
Yeah, if you want to do that, go for it.
Okay. And it's a really easy change to make, like, so.
He just adds a feat and he.
I'll do that then.
Are you going to take 2-hand fighting or whatever it is?
Yeah, I'm taking dual wielder.
Yeah.
Oh, all of which. Oh, yeah. So it is 2 ability scores +1 plus a skill plus a feat.
Yeah, it's all of them, right?
Yeah. If your campaign uses the optional feat rule, your dungeon master might allow these variant traits, all of which replace the human's ability score trait instead.
Yeah. Sweet.
I'll allow it.
Very nice. Yeah, Todd is like that chick off of
Adventure Time.
Totally.
Legit, that'll help your armor class too, man.
The Lonely Princess, he was saying.
Oh, God. I've never seen Adventure Time.
Personally. Adventure Time is, I recommend it. It's pretty funny.
Dude, that is surprisingly good. I know. I watched it too.
I'm going to do some stretches while you guys have.
Yeah, that's fine.
Are we recording right now or no, John?
It's always recording.
Ooh.
I'll edit it later.
I told you you didn't want it. Well, now I do.
So your next goal, Chip, would be to get better weapons to duel with a little.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. That's always a better goal for the fighter.
Chris is showing us his crotch. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, dude, do you remember this?
Yeah, it would fuck me up.
Hey, where do I find the stats for the stuff that I can transform into?
They're in the monster manual.
I don't have a physical copy of that.
Here, let me look it up.
It's on the Google Drive, right?
I think it is, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to look at it on my iPad then. It says I can be like a brown bear, a dire wolf, a lion, and a tiger.
It's all at the end. There's a section, Appendix A, Miscellaneous Creatures. Almost all of them are beasts.
In the PHB?
In the monster manual.
Oh, okay.
You could be an ape.
it's actually a half CR creature, and I could turn into it, yeah.
Yeah, ape is half CR. So is a black bear.
Yep. A warhorse. Which of these can we say that I've definitely seen? Or do you want to just like
do it on the fly? You've seen a bear. You don't have to see it in game. An ape is not, you know, you would have to go to a certain area to see an ape, but you've seen bears and wolves and cats and dogs. And
what about a lion or a tiger?
I think you'd seen a tiger, but not a lion.
Okay.
You've probably seen crocodiles as well. You could be a crocodile.
What's an axe beak?
Axe beak? I don't think it's even in here.
What about giant spider? Do I have to have seen an actual giant spider?
You did fight a giant spider, remember? In the caverns with the kobolds?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so you wouldn't have normally seen it, but you did see it in our campaign.
That's cool.
Yeah, so giant spider is it's one challenge one, though.
So I can transform into it. I can transform into a CR1.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Dude, you get fucking 44 hit points.
Yeah. Tanky McTankerson.
Actually, I would probably make you roll for the hit points every time. It's 4d10 plus 4.
I would.
Yeah, because giving you max is just ridiculous. That's like double everybody's hit points.
Well, they have an average number, John. That's usually what most people use.
Yeah, you can. I'll give you the option of using the average or rolling dice.
Okay. What's the average right there?
26.
So you would just have 26.
But you do have the potential of getting 40.
Nah. I'd rather just do averages on those things. That's totally fine.
Cool. Just the...
It's way easier to calculate and keep track of, you know?
Yeah, that's what most people do.
Take a picture of it with your phone so you know the stats.
There you go. I'm going to do that on the iPad. Just, like, take screenshots of the pages. Exactly. There you go. That's smart.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're ready when Arnog's ready. He's just
stretching. I'm ready. I'm ready. Don't wait for me. Just go.
All right. Can you hear them?
They're not saying anything.
Yeah, we're not talking.
I heard something.
Okay.
Say again?
Okay, we're not... We weren't really talking.
I hear.
Okay. All right, guys. So, back to the action. So, if you guys help me, I'll definitely, for realsies, help you guys.
Wait,
what do you want?
I really did cast Healing Word, but I forgot what it meant when it said add your spellcasting modifier. What is that?
Your spellcasting modifier is nature, so whatever your nature modifier is.
Is that really, that's what it is, so it's a 4?
What's your spellcasting ability? It should be nature. On your character sheet where your spell attack bonus is.
Yeah, that's 4. Is that what it is the spell attack bonus?
Yep.
Oh, that's the same thing? Okay, cool. Yeah. So it healed. It would heal him for. Oh wait, I gotta roll a d4. 7 points of damage if he's hurt or something. I don't know.
And as you guys are chanting this Gaia thing, you see some of his brown tumors just shriveling up and going away. He still has some, but a lot of them have gone away. And he's like, "Oh my god, I feel so good, Kriv. You're seriously such a good guy. You're a good guy."
So Tyro doesn't really trust that this baked toad knows anything.
Yeah, which skills sense motive now?
Insight.
Insight? Can I make an insight check to tell if he's lying?
Oh yeah, but you're at a disadvantage. Cause you're
What about Tyro? What about him?
I'm not even gonna worry about the toad. John, is it okay if I use acrobatics to jump? I want to try to jump up the tree and then look over the canopy.
Sure, go ahead.
Super high. I'm excited to see what happens.
Nice. Okay, I got a 21.
21, awesome. You're climbing the tree and you're doing a good job. You're getting to the top, but the closer you get to the canopy, for some reason, the canopy just keeps going higher and higher and higher, and you can never reach it.
What does it look like to them?
To them, it looks like you're climbing a tree, and then you stop at one point, and you're, like, running in place.
No, just looking just up.
Stuck.
Yeah.
That's frustrating.
So, yeah, Todd looks up at you.
Never seen this before?
Excuse me, guy. What are you doing up there?
I don't talk back to him, but I'll climb back to him.
That's rude. I was clearly talking to you, elf dude. Oh, by the way, Mr. Algol guy, here's your sword. He whips out his tongue, wraps it around the sword, and pulls the sword out and hands it to you, slobber all over it.
Wipes it down with his cloak.
Can I move yet, by the way, or am I still leaning on the fighter here?
No, you still can't feel your legs.
Am I upright with my quarterstaff because Todd gave it back, or does Todd still have my quarterstaff?
Yeah, no, he gave it back to you.
Alright, so am I leaning on that?
Yeah, you're leaning on your quarterstaff.
You said his arms are like jello, so when he holds the sword, it just weighs down on him?
Yep.
He sheathes it.
Okay, guys. It seems like you guys aren't used to what's going on in here. So let me give you the rundown. There's this lady. She's a dryad. And she kind of rules this forest. And I used to rule it. But she deposed me. Depose. That's such a big word. Depose. Man, that's such a... It's a nice word.
Come to the point.
Hey, what... Relax, guys, alright? You guys need to chill out. Alright, there's only one way for you guys to get your head straight, alright? Do you guys want to know how to do it?
Yeah, tell us, Todd.
Alright, it's kind of gross, so just give me a second. And you just see him, and he's, like, kind of convulsing, and he's like... And he spits out four little white pearls.
Pass.
You say, you gotta eat that.
Pass.
I mean, can yeah, I if you wanna...
Can I make a check and see if I trust him?
What do you wanna roll?
Insight check.
Roll it.
Can someone give me one of those pearls?
I'm rolling good today.
That's what I'm going to say.
I got a 23, John. Do I trust him?
He's
honest.
It seems like that's he's trying to help you guys out.
Okay, I'll grab a pearl and I'll eat it.
As you bite into it, it's like, it feels like a dough ball.
Does it taste good?
Yeah, it tastes pretty good, actually. It just tastes like a ball of dough. It's not. It's nothing bad. It, once you get past the slobbery saliva.
Right. I didn't even wipe it off. I just ate it.
What do you guys do?
Well, he sees... what was his name? The elf.
Tyro.
He sees Tyro eat it. Well, what happens to him after he eats it?
Tyro, you feel composed. And you actually feel pretty good, and you're looking around, and everybody looks like they've kind of lost their mind, and you're like, what the fuck's wrong with everybody?
Well, if he looks normal, he's going to walk up and eat one.
Algol, you feel the same way. You're looking around, you finally feel composed, the great sword doesn't feel heavy. Yeah, you're like, why am I holding this piece of bread? And you put it in your pocket, or in your pack. And you hold your great sword up, and you're ready to go.
Someone has to pass me one. My legs don't work, apparently. That's all I need.
I'll grab one, and I'll hand it to him.
Thank you. I'll eat it.
All right. Your legs are working just fine. You stand up. Your quarterstaff is no longer a snake, and you're fully composed.
Someone should make
jump off of Crib's back. And was he carrying you still, or
Clint?
What
Clint,
up,
Clint? What do you do?
Or Clint? Yeah.
I guess I eat it if everybody else did.
What a follower! So you take a bite into it, and you feel pretty good. But you kind of want some booze right now. You feel like you need some booze, but that's normal. You know that's normal.
Oh, yeah, I don't finish my thing. Like, I liked it better when I was high, because now I want to get drunk.
And Todd looks at you guys. He's still a giant toad. That wasn't a figment of your imagination.
And he's gold, right?
Yeah, completely gold, crown of leaves and brand and twigs. And he's like, so you guys, if you just trust me, I'm here to help you, all right? I don't get a lot of visitors here. The last guy that came through here, he went a little crazy. He's kind of over there. And you look off to the direction he pointed in, and there is a half-rotten corpse that's embedded in a tree, and his mouth is open, and his eyes are rolled back into his head. Hmm. Yeah, he couldn't handle it here. I told him to eat the pearl, but he didn't want to eat it. And he was kind of rude, so I put him in the tree.
I see. Well, I'm glad we didn't end up that way, Todd.
Perceptively, does he have any good gear on him? Or anything useful? Rations?
You don't have to roll anything. He literally has nothing. He's just a toad. He has nothing on him. No pack, nothing.
No, not the toad, the guy.
Yeah, roll it if you want. Yeah, sure.
Okay, I got a 18 plus my perception is 7. So what's that, 26?
Yeah. So as you're examining the body, he's so far into the tree, it looks like he might have a backpack in there and some equipment. The sword that was in his hand, it's totally rusted and fucked. But there's something in his pack. The thing is, you would have to chop down the tree and open it up to get everything. It would take a lot of time.
Yeah, Tyro.
For half-rotten stuff.
Yeah.
That's the way. Yeah, I don't care.
Why are you touching that dead guy, weirdo? Alright, guys. Now, how long has it been? He's thinking, and he's like, oh yeah, it's coming up soon. So yeah, you guys are going to trip out pretty hard now. Just don't panic, or you could panic, but if you panic too loud, I might put you in a tree, because I don't like that stuff. So don't make me put you in a tree, dude, alright? And as he says that, you hear, alright. Everything around you slows down.
Looks at his hand, it's moving real slow.
Every single one of your fingers turns into a little snake, and they go, hello, Algol. And it's time for a skill challenge.
Oh, man. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. All right. Let me get my paper ready. All right, guys.
At least I don't want to drink now. Skill challenge.
All right, guys. Give me an initiative roll. One by one.
Three.
What's plus your dex is four.
I used to do both of the 20s.
13 for Tyro.
It's on a one, apparently.
Alright. Yeah, roll all your ones now. Trust me. You don't want it later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got nine.
Nine?
Yep.
Alright, so it's going to be Tyro, Tyro, Kriv, Algol, and then Clint. Alright. Okay, Tyro, the world around you is just super fucked. As you're looking around, the world is slowly turning into another place. Everybody around you is gone. You're by yourself in this darkness, and all of a sudden, you're on this street, and a horse is charging you.
Acrobatics to jump over the horse.
All right, roll it.
Actually, I'm going to jump, land on the horse's back. Okay, I got a 18.
18, that is a success. You jump up, you do a perfect flip, and it's pretty impressive. You jump right on the back of this horse, and you grab his hair, and you have full control of this horse. And to everybody else, you just jumped on a log, and you're grabbing the branches on it, and you're like, yeah!
I'm going to ride that log.
All right, Kriv.
Can I name the log?
Sure, of course.
Silver.
All right, there you go, Silver.
But you are supposed to tell us the number of successes we need, the number of failures that makes us cop out, and then the DC, right? Like, isn't that part of the skill challenge thing?
You don't have to tell.
I don't have to.
Yeah, you don't have to tell.
You're level two now. I'm not going to hold your hand.
Oh, okay. Fine, fine, fine.
No.
Well, but... I thought you were supposed to tell us for, like...
You got double digit points for your
inspiration. I think it would be fun. I think it would be fun if you guys were to, like, not know after you roll and just be like...
Ooh. I think it's more fun that way.
All right. So, anyway. So
I don't really care. That's fine. All right.
Yeah. Kriv, you see Tyro jump onto a log and say, hi-ho, Silver! Okay. And then everything around you goes black, and all of a sudden... You're at a table, you have cards in your hands, and there's a bunch of dogs around you, and they have cards in their hands as well. And it looks like it's your turn.
Deception!
No, I'm gonna speak with animals. I'm gonna speak with animals and push all of my poker chips into the middle of the table and say, I'm all in, guys.
Alright, go ahead, roll it. Roll me in nature.
Oh, okay. I got a 22.
All right, so you go, ur, and the dogs are like, they look at their cards, and they're like, they all fold.
Fold.
Well, then I'm going to, like, exclaim, because I just won a bunch of money, like, get all excited, like, woohoo!
Yeah, you're screaming woohoo at three little squirrels that are just staring at you like, what the fuck? And you're holding their acorns in your hand.
What a bully.
Algol, you see all that happening, and you're like, uh-oh, it's my turn now. And everything around you goes slow.
Before, hopefully, tell me if he can do this. Before he blacks out, he turns to Todd and say, any advice?
Todd says, you're on your own, man.
Man.
And you are falling. There's nothing around you, just the air around you. You're just falling falling. You can't see the ground. All you see is clouds, and you're falling down.
Okay, what the hell can I roll? I fucking rolled a fly. I have no idea.
Arcana to fly, maybe?
You know magic. What? I'm sorry, I didn't hear I was talking.
He said Arcana, maybe magic?
Not possible, I don't have anything. Instead, what I'm going to do is I'm going to use something to do, help me out here, something to do with confidence, willpower, something like that.
That's not bluff anymore, so...
Something to overcome fear.
Maybe he's using insight on himself.
Intimidation?
No. He's not intimidating himself. He's trying to bring out his courage.
It'd be like a wisdom check. Usually,
wisdom.
No, I think constitution, wouldn't it?
I'd say charisma. Because charisma is confidence. Yeah, like charisma,
yeah, being I confident think that's a good person. One. Sure.
All right. We'll call that.
All right.
Charisma.
Natural 20. He starts. He's going to play it like he's on a roller coaster. Of course, he's never been on one, ever. But he's going to start going.
And then as you do that, you realize that this is all bullshit. That you're not really falling or anything. Did we lose you guys?
No, I still hear you.
Oh.
Chris just muted his mic real quick.
Oh, wait a minute. Something got messed up.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you, but... Oh, here we go. All right, so you realize that this is all bullshit and there is no spoon.
Woo!
And you're sitting down on a bed of leaves in the forest, and Todd looks at you. Oh, man, you're really enjoying that, aren't you? This guy's got it. All right, Clint? You see Algol just going, wee, in the leaves.
Wee!
And all of a sudden, you are sitting at a table and you're playing an arm wrestling match with an octopus. And he's winning.
How many arms is he using?
He's using every single one of his tentacles.
That's you're cheating.
Losing. You're losing, dude. You're losing.
Is Chip two-handing it? I mean...
There's a referee that is a zebra, and he's like, hey, you can't use your hands.
That's not fair.
You say no two hands doesn't say anything about tentacles.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking zebras.
Fucking zebras.
He gives a Mr. Ed laugh.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
Athletics, maybe?
You use arm wrestling and you can do a strength check, right?
That's what athletics is.
I am going to athletics and use my free hand to reach out and tickle him.
Ooh, I like that. Because I'm going to give you advantage. That was a good idea. He's going to tickle him.
Oh.
With his free hand.
16.
Is that with advantage?
Yeah.
Okay, that is a success.
Nice.
So you're losing, you reach over the table and start tickling the octopus, and he goes, and let's go, and the zebra goes, winner by default! There's a crowd of zebras and lions and tigers around you, and they're like, yeah!
And bears! Oh my!
Yeah, bears.
Oh my! All right, Tyro, back to you.
All right.
You realize you're on a log, and you're like, what the hell's going on here? I thought I was on a horse. And now, all of a sudden...
No, silver!
Now, all of a sudden, the log has turned into a shark, and you're in the water, and the shark is flipping around, trying to get you around and bite on you.
All right. I'm going to say that I kind of have a grip that this is like more of a dream world. I'm going to use sleight of hand, if you're okay with that, to pull out all his teeth.
Sleight of hand to pull teeth.
No.
No, it would have to be strength.
That would be strength? Okay, never mind.
It would have to be athletics to get to his teeth and then strength to pull it out. So you can slip something into his mouth with sleight of hand.
No, I'll try something else. What I'm going to do is I'm going to use stealth. You said I'm on the shark, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to use stealth to slink back, and I'm going to hide by hanging onto his own tail. How about that? I know it's ridiculous, but this is where, I mean, we're high.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, go for it. I'll let you roll
That's my point.
Yeah, I'll let you roll it.
Okay, I got 16 plus stealth, right? I said. 23.
All right, that is a success. The shark is thrashing, and you calm your body, and you float back. And with the tips of your fingers, you grab onto his tail just out of his vision. And he's like, where did he go? Where did he go? And to everybody...
Is he actually saying that? Sure, yeah, the shark?
Sure, the shark is saying, awesome, where did he go? No, he's saying... So, to everybody else... to everybody else, you're grabbing one of Todd's tumors. And you're holding on to it, and he's like,
"There we go."
That's actually pretty good. That's actually pretty good. All right, Kriv, you're seeing Tyro playing with those little tumors on Todd, and all of a sudden,
right now I'm gonna get cancer.
All of a sudden, Algol runs at you, and his great sword turns into 7 different swords, and he has 7 arms, and he's coming at you slashing. He's getting close.
Kick him right square in the nuts.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't really have any skills for that. I could try to dodge, but...
Do you have persuasion? Don't you have persuasion?
No, we're not persuading if he's...
You got 7 arms. Persuade a 7-armed madman.
A 7-armed TJ.
I mean, my gut reaction is to breath weapon him in the face. Like, you know, maybe that'll stop his charge. But that's all I can think of. Like,
You got to use his skill.
Yeah.
So think of a skill that you can use.
You're good at intimidation, right?
I mean, I guess I'd get a +2 on it.
Try it.
I don't know. That's pretty tough.
Animal handling, because he's a big, dumb animal.
Oh, does that work?
Yeah, there you go. We're all
it's
animals.
It's Algol. He's a humanoid. He's a tiefling.
He's a big, dumb animal. No, no. That
he just grew 2 more arms, and he's coming at you more, even closer.
Okay, well, yeah, I'll try and intimidate him and grow, like, really large.
All right, roll it.
Got 12.
That is a failure.
Sure.
He comes straight at you and slices through you, and you go, ah, and cower, but nothing is there. Nothing happened to you. And Algol's like way over there. He's not even anywhere near you.
Ah, that motherfucker.
I heard that.
All right, Algol.
Yes.
You hear Kriv say, that motherfucking Algol. And as he's saying that, you see a giant tiefling woman, old woman. Aww. She's holding a, what are those, bread roller. She's holding a bread roller.
Like a rolling pin?
A rolling pin, there you go. She's holding a rolling pin and she's coming, I'll go clean your room! And she's running at you.
Oh, shit. Well, wow. I'm gonna use a spell. A caintiff. I'm going to use Thaumaturgy.
Where is it? I forget.
It's fine. I'm going to go to the spell section.
It's in this one.
Right. This is the monster menu.
It's alphabetical.
Dummy, dummy, dum, dum. Thaumaturgy. Okay. Ooh, that could be useful. Okay, I'm going to use Thaumaturgy in conjunction with Intimidate and my Charisma.
You have to pick, I'll let you choose, either Intimidate or your Charisma. Wait, no, you already used charisma, so you have to use intimidate.
Okay, so I don't get my charisma bonus.
No, no.
Okay, now you tell me what bonus I get for this. Your voice booms up to 3 times as loud as normal for 1 minute.
Use your intimidation. Dude.
I moved out a long time ago, Mom! You clean my room!
She turns into dust and flies away.
He says, hey, this is cool.
That is a success. Alright, Clint, you hear Algol screaming into the wind, I moved out a long time ago.
Dude, it's 3 times louder than exactly. He is, too.
Yeah. It's booming through the forest. You see birds flying away in fear.
And, that's awesome.
Yeah. And as that happens, you hear a ringing in your ears, and all of a sudden, you're in this room of bells, and they're just ringing louder and louder to the point where it's deafening you. Clint?
Hi.
It's a tough one.
I don't know what kind of skill you'd use for that.
I don't either.
I don't even have an idea for that one.
It's a ring that's getting louder?
And it's deafening him. It's to the point where he'll go deaf. If he
I'm going to use...
And who's...
Clint. I'm going to use insight in order to meditate.
All right, I'll allow it.
Like, just endure it, maybe?
Yeah.
I block it out entirely. I zone out the outside.
What did you roll?
Only a 13, though, so I failed.
That is a failure. You try to block out the sound.
Do we
but
have inspiration?
I have one.
Did you want us to have it or no?
Yeah, I think the only person that didn't have it was Algol.
No, everyone else has one.
Everyone has one.
Someone used one.
Do you want to? Clint has one. If you want to use it, I mean, if you want to use it, you can.
I don't want to use it.
We're not really in danger. I don't think. Right.
I'm sorry.
I don't want to use it for this. I feel like we're winning.
Okay. All right. So you weren't able to zone it out. It gets louder and louder, and you fall down onto the ground, and you kind of are woozy. And you lose a turn next round because you're just disoriented. Tyro, it's awesome. Tyro, it's your turn.
Keep him out of this.
Yeah. Tyro, it's now your turn, and a huge flock of birds just comes soaring from the sky and straight at you in an arrow formation.
Crap.
Hey, dude.
Tell can I use a
flock of seagulls?
You want me to use just skills,
right? Mate. What's that?
You want me to use just like? Can I use my reflex saving throw? Can I use acrobatics? Maybe again.
You already used it for the horse. Athletics.
I thought it was we could use it 2 times in a row. You're saying for the rest of the challenge we can't use it?
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot. It's been a while.
Yeah.
You can't do a double, and you can't personally repeat.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to use perception, and I'm going to look around for a safe place to dive to.
All right, go for it.
I got a 7 plus 7. 14.
Wow. That is a failure.
Dang.
You look for something to hide under, you realize there's nothing, and the crows just come straight through you. And you fall to the ground, and you're convulsing onto the ground.
All right. This is a bad round for us, guys.
Yeah, you guys were winning. Looks like you might be losing.
What do we have? We have, like, how
many? 7 successes, 3 failures.
Okay.
Okay. All right. 5. If you get 5 failures, you lose. Okay. I won't tell you how many successes you need to win.
All
right. Unfair challenge. I love it.
Yep.
Just be like letting you know,
you
like
guys
that.
Are 2 away from losing. Alright, so, Crip.
Okay.
Your situation. Your quarterstaff turns into a long pool noodle. that just keeps extending and extending and extending. You don't know it's a pool noodle, but that's what it looks like. Because there's
pool noodle.
Yeah, you haven't seen.
Those
floaty things,
those stupid things,
the foam thing. Yeah,
it's extending and it's wrapping itself around you and tightening its grip.
Well, can I use shape change here? And shape change into something that gets me out of it, like, you know.
Did you use nature already? Because that's what it would be.
Well, I did a spell.
But it was a nature spell.
Yeah, that's a little
spell. Would you let him use animal handling to shape change? I know it's kind of unrelated, but I don't know.
Clothes. No. You have to think outside the box.
Outside the box.
Jack in the box.
Food.
Oh, yeah. My ribs.
I guess I can use athletics and try and break free.
Okay. All right.
I rolled a 19. Get no mod on it. So.
That is a success. You're able to break through the pool noodle. You realize it's made of fucking foam, so you just break right through it. Nice. And it falls to the ground and turns into dust. All right. Algol.
I have no mother. I never had a mother. I have no mother. I never had a mother. I have no mother. I never had a mother. I have no mother. I never had a mother.
Quick, Algol. There's rocks coming down from the mountain, and they're tumbling down. And as they're tumbling down, they're saying, "Wee!" And they're coming straight towards you. Kill Algol!
We're pretty close to getting fucked.
Yeah.
So I better think hard. I would ordinarily say acrobatics or athletics, but I have no points in those. So I gotta think.
Mm-hmm.
Perception.
Alright.
Coupled with, do I get the, do I couple that with any of my stats or no?
Yeah, perception, I believe it is intelligence, right guys?
Wisdom.
So... It's a 3 modifier. It adds your proficiency plus your 1, so it's 3. So whatever you roll, plus 3.
Here's his perception. There are no rocks. There are no rocks. There are no rocks. There are no rocks. There are no rocks.
Roll it.
Tides of chaos.
Shit. Okay, hold on. You gotta take a break for a second. Roll on the surge chart.
Good.
Do you guys have it handy?
I don't know where the search chart is. Is it in the PHB?
Yeah, it's...
I can look it up if you want.
I think I'm almost there. Is it in the sorcerer section?
It should
be. Yeah, it's in the sorcerer's.
The warlock. The sorcerer.
You want to roll? Page 104.
104?
Yeah.
All right, roll me 2d10.
D100 or 2D10?
Or D100, whatever, same shit.
53.
You are immune to being intoxicated by alcohol for the next 5d6 days.
I got it. I know the protocol. Where's the last d6?
This will be fun.
No, this is my lucky die.
Okay. 4. 3, 6, 9,
like 11,
17 days. For 17 days, you can never get drunk. So, to you, it feels like nothing really happened.
But he's going to start drinking. He's going to re-roll it.
All right, here you go. Here's your re-roll.
Natural 20, baby! There are no rocks.
Yeah, is that 2 successes?
There are no rocks.
Yep.
There are no rocks.
I counted the other nat 20 as 2 successes as well.
Well, I wondered how we were at 7 so fast.
You see Algol in the distance just saying, "There are no rocks. There are no rocks." And as he's saying that, you guys are coming to the realization that all of this is mental. And this is just all a bunch of bullshit. You can break through it. You feel this inner power within yourself. And you're like, "Wait a minute. I can get past this. I can get past this." And you go, boom. And everything is clear again. And you guys have succeeded the challenge.